Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In case he started it, he but did it. He hasn't yet, so we're good. No, there it is. Okay. Hey guys, what are your thoughts on napping?
I'm not a napper personally. I used to nap when I worked at a coffee shop, and I worked at 3 a.m. But I don't nap anymore.
But I had to make my own coffee today.
Which coffee shop?
I worked at a few different ones actually. I used to work at Starbucks. I worked at Starbucks two different times.
This episode is brought to you by Starbucks.
No,
not really. Not really.
No, it's not. And then I also worked at It's a Grind, which was a small chain, but
I've heard of that.
Yeah. But then I think it kind of fell apart. But I would work at I almost said where we work. I would start at 3 a.m. And so I would do the opening 3:30 to 8. Because it was when I was 19 and didn't. I was part-time.
You were yeah, that works. That's a good time for reasonable people to be up.
But it was kind of nice because then I would take a nap until 11 and then I would have my whole day.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice.
I'm a big advocate for starting your day at 4 a.m.
I know you are. And it's I used to do that. And I think now the idea of doing that is crazy. This is all starting because I was asking him if I should take a spin class before work on Friday.
And I think yes. Do that.
I'm thinking about it. If I like who the instructor is, I will do it. If I don't, then I won't. Anyways.
I unfortunately cannot book my Pilates class yet.
Yeah. So as you guys know, we are workout girls. Mm-hmm. And so actually.
Slay.
I need to be a workout girl.
It's I just think the key is finding what you like. Mm-hmm. You know.
That literally is it. And then just doing that over and over again.
Yeah. Because I really like Pilates and I really like spin. And so I do both of those a few times a week. And here I am feeling slay. I was dragged to a cardio sculpt yoga class yesterday. And it was in a heated room. And I do not do.
What's the difference between yoga and
hot yoga, right? Isn't it hot yoga?
It was it was hot. It wasn't as hot as hot yoga, but it was
The instructor was hot though. Let me tell you. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it was broken air conditioning yoga.
No, it's supposed to be heated, but not as heated as hot yoga.
That's brilliant. It's just normal yoga, but the AC is broken. So it's surprise, guys, hot yoga. modern problems,
but
modern
yoga
solutions.
It was a cardio sculpt. So it was instead of it being Zen, warrior, tree pose, snake.
Tree pose.
You know.
It's great.
Yeah. We were doing that, but then we would also start doing more intense cardio with weights and stuff, which I really love Pilates. I really love spin, but my mom and my sister, they were Maddie, you have to come with us. And it was beautiful because it was in the harbor in Dana Point. And so I posted it on my story yesterday. I don't know if you saw, but you look outside and it's the ocean and the harbor. And it was so it was beautiful, but I love my spin and I love my Pilates. And so I didn't love it as much as I love those things, but I went, it was really hard. And I'm really sore, and I still went to my spin class today, and it was really hard, and I'm hurting bad.
Well, I'm really proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a workout girl like you. Show them the muscles like you do every time we sit down.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
He wanted me to say that.
They're not there. They're not.
You were doing it. You were all excited earlier.
I was. The lighting was darker there, so it looked like there was a lot more going on as opposed to in this lighting. We're not there yet, but I have put on 5 pounds.
Hey,
so that's good.
That's a good
in
thing.
A good in a good okay, thing. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. We're looking to be putting on weight right now.
Okay,
the opposite of what
you're. What you're what? What is it called? You're
bulking.
Bulking.
I'm not doing a good job.
Oh,
I'm not by any means. Oh, you're that's right.
Carbo loading.
Is that why you went to In-N-Out today?
That's why I went to In-N-Out instead of taking a nap, which started our conversation about napping.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Period. Apparently, there's a big conspiracy about napping. You're not supposed to nap. People are mad about it.
What?
It's like the grinders, they're like, what are you doing sleeping while people are out there moving?
Grinder means something else to me. So what do you mean?
Wow. I mean,
people are out there grinding.
Oh, okay.
On the making financial stuff. Yeah. They're like, if you're taking a nap, I don't want to hear it.
Well, actually, but I would, that's kind of psycho.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Because I feel like you're taking a nap. I mean, if you need a nap, take a nap, you know?
You don't need to convince me. I take a nap when I don't.
So,
need
like
a nap.
You grinders, as you called it, which, like I said, means something else to me. That's kind of crazy. you know? But well, that's because they're doing cocaine. What?
The same people who say I'll sleep when I'm dead, though.
Well, yeah, those are the same businessmen doing cocaine at their desks.
That's the life.
You know? I mean, like, no hate. And they're making enough money to keep that going. Work.
Have you ever seen Mad Men?
I've seen bits of it.
Okay, so it's just a bunch of guys not working, drinking, and doing drugs in the office while cheating on their wives.
Yeah, it's like the Wolf of Wall Street.
Back when men were men.
Shut the fuck up.
They were able to sustain two whole families on their one salary. Had a whole secret life with a secret wife and kids. And the other wife never found out. Psycho. That's what the economy has come to today.
Yeah.
People can only support one family. Men can't cheat on their spouses anymore.
Oh my God, you're psycho.
Polyamory, but because you're broke. That's what we've
like that.
Yeah. Don't cheat on people, guys. Yeah. PSA.
Well, so that was a silly way to start this. What's up, everyone?
Hi.
How you doing?
Coffee is good.
I know, we're drinking coffee.
I'd like to apologize for last episode with how sleepy I was. I think I figured out what the problem was.
What was it? You didn't take a nap?
Yeah, that's kind of it, but it's like, you know how you have two brains in a way? It's like you have one for the daytime and one for nighttime. Does that make sense? Okay, this made more sense in my head.
Okay, no, go ahead. So, maybe it'll make sense to someone.
Usually, I'm always tired when we record because I'm a sleepy little guy.
Yeah.
But when we record like after a full day of like whatever we were doing and it's like a 9 o'clock film time, usually I'm fine because I catch my nocturnal energy time now. You know, I'm catching on that.
I see what you're saying.
As opposed to when we recorded in the morning for that last episode, after everything that I was doing in the past, you know, 2 weeks without any time off or anything, and then starting, I think I was getting like a little fatigue cold or something like that. And I was just,
oh, that'll happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So my daytime energy is not as strong as my nocturnal energy.
Period.
And I've been doing some self-discovery about that.
That's great. That's so funny. I mean, that's okay. I was also going psycho off my Celsius last time. I was like,
that was good. I like that dynamic. Let's keep that going and you take it away. What are we doing today, Maddie?
We're doing Wait and Hope. Jermaine
is back.
I might be writing.
Surprise.
I know.
It's been a while.
It has.
And I feel like that was good because when I started reading this again, because I've read this one in the past, I got so excited. I rushed to start reading it. I was like, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, me too. I think I missed it.
I did. You know, every now and then you do need to take a bit of a break so that you don't start judging them, I think. You know what I mean?
Well, because you're like, I know you too well.
You're just like, I just need some time.
You start treating them like a friend. And you're like, bitch, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Yeah, it was a nice, I'm glad that we took a break, but we're back.
We're back.
They're kind of.
Hat is on and we're ready to go.
Yes. So, work. This is a quick fanfic, actually.
Very short, very brief, and that's what I love about it.
It's me too.
So concise.
And it's also not heinously heartbreaking.
No, it's not happily ever after. We're thriving.
No one's getting like, I don't know.
Tortured horribly.
Yeah.
It's just a good little silly vibe.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
They're on a couch.
Did they steal our artwork?
I know that does kind of look like our artwork.
It looks like our artwork for the
couch. Wait.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Go back and forth. Let's see.
Show this my couch.
Oh, yours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, us.
Oh, okay. We have, okay, hold on. That's Wait and Hope right there.
Here we go.
Hold on a second, guys.
The green?
The green couch? Hold on.
Wait, that's kind of giving us.
That was not intentional, but
no. It's.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So. And it's on the same, we're on the same sides.
Crazy.
How funny.
I'm kind of trying to get that hair.
With the books around it, too?
Hold on a second.
Wait, I didn't even notice. That's so fun. You're blonde?
I'll bleach it. Okay.
You have blonde hair. So funny, actually.
I can get a little blonder.
Yeah.
Be
that's
more
hilarious.
Blonde.
Wow.
Yeah.
In honor of Hermione Granger, I didn't do my hair today. I let it just be kind of crazy.
I was actually going to give you a compliment on your hair.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, so as I said, I took a hard workout class last night, and so I showered, but I didn't wash my hair because I'd washed my hair the day before, and I color my hair, so I don't wash my hair that often
Yeah.
Nothing gross. I wash my hair like once a week. Because I have a lot of hair and it doesn't get too greasy, but I had it in a bun and I showered twice with the bun. And so it got kind of kooky crazy and I didn't feel like curling it. So, and it's raining.
I definitely, that makes it sound like you just let you just stand out in the rain to wash.
Well, no,
hair.
Because like, you know, it doesn't make you, the girlies will know. The girlies get it.
I didn't know that about hair maintenance, that like you aren't supposed to wash it every day.
I mean, I think it's you can. It's just people, people like me who color their hair, like we try to avoid it because especially because you can't really tell, but my hair is red. And so like red is the quickest color to go when you wash it. Like it'll fly out of your hair.
Okay.
And so, you know, I try to maintain the color. I don't wash it that often, which is hard now that I am a workout girly because my scalp gets sweaty.
Mm-hmm. You got to at least rinse it off at the very least.
I do sometimes.
When I use the showers at my gym, I swear we'll start talking about it soon. is that like I'll just hop in there and like only like rinse off for the most part. Yeah. I've usually showered in the morning too.
Yeah. So and sometimes, cool. You know, like all it takes is like a little rinse and then a blow dry and then you look all better.
Especially if you do cold water too.
Yeah. Well, and cold makes the color stay in more than hot.
Interesting.
I'm a hair girly. I know a lot.
I dyed it that one time for Starfall.
Oh, I've been every color.
It was a weak dye. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I've been every color under the sun. I used to have you met me when I had platinum blonde hair.
Yes, I did.
I was in a Daenerys Targaryen era.
Oh wow!
You had blonde hair when Trent, our artist for this,
ish. I still had my balayage. I know, but he knew. Although my hair is a little red.
He sensed where it was gonna go.
Yeah.
He was
okay. Anyways, that's my natural color. Though he saw through me. Okay.
Oh, that black.
What?
That black is your natural.
The brown. Yeah, my brown.
Oh, it is brown. Okay.
Yeah, that's my natural.
Well.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, today we're gonna be doing a cover of Wait and Hope.
A cover? Are you gonna sing?
Sorry. Wait. No.
Wait.
Just a quick little fanfic freak out.
Yeah.
We're Wait and Hope. I might be writing.
Okay, take it away.
Yeah. So very simple, Dramini. Not in its writing, because it's amazingly well written.
It's beautiful. It is.
It's a great time. Mm-hmm. And, hold on, I'm pulling it up now. Sorry, I'm on the wrong page in my books app.
But it's like an amnesia thing.
Yes, it is. All right, I'll read the preface of it right now. All the tags, hold on. All right. So, that's just saying the whole, like, first few paragraphs. Okay. Hermione loses the last 6 years' worth of her memories, including the entirety of her relationship and marriage to Draco.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic. Yeah. So it's part one of five in the World of Wait and Hope series. So this is only part one. There are others in the artwork up there. You can clearly see. There's a lot more out there. This was, I think, their first fan fiction that they wrote.
That's fun.
At least it says so in the end.
I love it. Yeah, so how does it open? It opens with her waking up in St. Mungo's, right?
She wakes up Rick Grimes style for The Walking Dead, not knowing what's going on. Have you never seen The Walking Dead?
No.
He wakes up in a hospital bed.
Okay.
And then the apocalypse has happened, essentially.
Okay.
But she wakes up. The doctors are all there. The healers, my apologies.
Right.
Are just like, magic. All right, answer these simple three questions. You know, what's your name? She's like, Hermione Granger.
Period.
Who's the Mr. of Magic? Kingsley Shacklebolt. What year is it? I think she says, like, whatever. Not the right
2002 year. Or whatever. 2001.
Yeah. And they're just like, okay. And she's like, well, okay, these are really simple questions. How bad was the damage to whatever happened?
It's like, girl, what is all this?
Like, come on. You really don't expect me to get these answers, right? And they're like, well, you only got one out of the three, right? So
yeah.
She's like, all right, well, I know my own name. So this is clearly the problem. They're like, well, your name is Hermione Granger Malfoy. The Minister of Magic is Kingsley Shacklebolt, but it's like 2007.
Yeah.
I think.
And then, of course, and then, you know, Draco comes barging in.
Where's my wife?
Where's my wife? And Hermione's like, now, why is he asking for his wife? Why is Draco here and who's his wife?
Now,
and
why is he yelling? Who does he think he is?
Yeah. She's like, what is all this?
Insane.
Yeah. And then
and I love the way that it's written where it's like, she needed to be sedated again.
Mm-hmm. She's like, what the fuck? I mean, that's a correct response. Hello?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy time.
So then they start living together.
So she meets up with Harry and stuff like that in there, and they tell her, yeah, this isn't a joke.
Yeah. Because she can't really talk to Draco about it because she still is like icky. Draco.
Yeah. She's like, the last time I saw him,
he was
like,
a Death Eater. I'm scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, it's still like after the war, but she still thinks that she's dating Ron.
Right.
They're all like, all right, so you and Ron broke up. It was your idea.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry. Someone going vroom vroom up in here.
No, she meant that to me.
That's insane.
No.
Why y'all doing all that? Okay, anyways.
You got a huge dick. I can just feel
it. Yeah, sure.
Making all that noise. They must.
Oh, God. I bet they're so fucking
No, that's all I think of whenever I see, like, those loud, obnoxious cars rooming on by at the speed limit.
At the speed limit?
It'll be going vroom, vroom, just to stop at the red
45.
Light. 45. Like 10 minutes ahead of them. Or not 10 minutes, ahead, 10 feet.
I hope you step
and
on you
just,
a Lego.
I just look at them and I go, dude, how does your dick fit in that car? Oh my gosh.
Ew, I hate
they
that.
Must, they must. That's the only way.
Yeah.
To drive like that is if you have a huge dick, right? Surely it's not a compensation thing.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyways, back to this. Yeah, where so she's that? Gagged yeah. that she's not with Ron anymore. And they're she's like, gagged yeah, that she's
it did not work out. Ginny's like, bestie, trust me.
She's like, girl, it's...
Say mm-hmm. you should go and live with Draco, because that'd be like the best thing to do. He is technically your husband.
Yes.
And I promise you, it's not scary. You yeah. guys are good for each
he's
other.
He's a good... They're like, he's a good person.
He's a vibe.
It's okay. Yeah. But she's having a hard time wrapping her head around it, as anybody would.
Mm-hmm. So takes them back to their apartment. There's a green couch there that we don't know anything about. Spoiler alert, it is in fact a smut couch.
Well, and she's like, not this hideous green couch.
And I was just like, I'm not sitting on that couch. Yeah, she's so like, funny. What's wrong with the couch?
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, don't sit on that couch,
Hermione. It's so funny. Oh.
Crazy for that.
Yeah. And there's books everywhere, and she says, were you guys like, what did she say? She's
were
like,
we moving?
She's like, what is up with all this? She's like, why is it a mess in here, and why is there so many things in here?
He's like, girl, this is your stuff, all right?
Yeah, he's like, well, this is our, he's like, we've, you know, this is our stuff, my gal. Why
we've done
not?
The best that we can with yeah. what we have.
Yeah, and then, because they're in a little apartment.
Mm-hmm. Nice little flat.
Yeah, a little flat. Sorry to
just
the UK
alienated
listeners.
An entire country.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm one of. I am my. I mean,
someday. Yeah. A little tangent. So the start Please. Of every single one of these chapters starts with a quote from The Count of Monte Cristo mm-hmm. by Alexandre Dumas.
Per, yeah. Have you ever read that?
No,
I haven't. Me neither. I don't
know. Next episode
much.
Of the Smut Couch.
Actually, my best friend has this big idea for us to start doing classics. He's like, I just want to see what you guys want to say. And I'm like, what?
Absolutely.
So just know that that's a thing that my friend Parker
is
trying to talk us into.
My dad asked if like we were going to do any Ernest Hemingway.
We do Great Expectations. Or no, that's not. That's fucking Charles Dickens.
Well, Moby Dick is what you're thinking of. Technically. Hey!
Parker keeps telling me, he's like, you guys have to do Moby Dick.
You could do Moby Dick. It's got dick in it. All right.
I'm like, but I just had to look sperm whale.
Like, yeah, that's a little, we don't. Really talk about books like that. I mean, we could. And he's like, yeah, because blah, blah, blah. And he starts going, he's had a few drinks now. So he's talking about it at length.
Oh, my God. I had a talk with my dad recently where he was going off about this.
Wait, have you heard of the book called Atlas Shrugged?
No.
So it's a book by a controversial person, Ayn Rand. And basically, it's a book from the 50s.
Okay.
Huge epic novel.
Okay.
Miss Girl be fucking in it. Very powerful female lead character as a businesswoman. Basically, after you read it,
is this what your dad was telling you?
No. Oh, I've read Atlas Shrugged. I've read Atlas Shrugged.
Okay,
Shrugged,
no, so. I don't think I
it's
have.
It's great about like have social I? Commentary. I doubt that you have. No offense, but like I
was just, did you read it in school?
No offense. No,
oh, okay, okay.
It's not appropriate for schools, I don't think.
I read Handmaid's Tale at school in my AP
Lit
class.
Go off.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But it's all about like society and, you know, different ideologies of like communism versus capitalism, that type of stuff. So government interfering with true creators, yada, yada. See, we're capable of highbrow stuff, guys.
Guys, yeah.
But basically, Miss Girl's a businesswoman. Chapter 2, she be fucking.
Work.
She's like, first love, essentially Tony Stark. Francisco D'Anconia, Tony Stark. It's the same thing.
Work.
She's a railroad tycoon, and she immediately gets with another massive like entrepreneur.
Are we still talking about Atlas Shrugged?
Yeah, we're still talking about Atlas Shrugged.
Okay, just checking. Put that up.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's the newer artwork right there. Yeah.
Work.
Not sponsored, but it's.
When did you read this? Recently?
I read it during COVID. That's when I finished it. That's when I had time to like really. No, what else were we gonna do?
Yeah. Work.
But yeah, if we're gonna do like some highbrow stuff, that might be one.
We could. That'd make us seem real smart.
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. There was a TV show, I think, but I don't think it did well. I haven't watched
it. Maybe that's why I'm thinking of hearing about it. You know what I mean?
It was years ago.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a very popular book, though.
Work.
But Dramione is way better, guys. Dramione is way better than a 70-year-old epic novel that's stood the test of time. So
speak on it, Queen.
First, and I'll go into that in a second.
So okay, so about Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo.
I've never read it. The only things I know about it are from the musical because I get assigned to sing that stuff all the time for some reason in my classes and with my voice teacher. Come on, Frank Wildhorn, love.
But this quote: "All human wisdom is contained in these two words: wait and hope."
I was like, oh.
So. Because it's been a long time since I've read any Dramini, you know, you can sometimes forget, like, what is so special about it.
Yeah.
But I love fan fiction simply because some of the writing is so remarkable of just these independent creators that are just going in that aren't getting any profit from it. They're not doing anything for, like, any. They're doing it just for the love of the game, essentially. Yeah. And they go on in, and not to get too introspective here.
Please do.
But with the term smut and everything, it got me thinking that, like, you know, fan fiction is often referred to as just that type of stuff, even though, for the most part, this doesn't have smut in it.
No, there wasn't much.
There's, like, one chapter, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be something like that, probably.
Especially with us.
At its core, though, it's, like, it's just a love story, man.
Well, And I think that that's the thing about fan fiction that's magical is that we can, because we don't have to, and I don't mean waste time in the sense of, like, my time being wasted, literally. But we don't have to spend too much time on, like, characterization and stuff because we already know who these characters are.
It's established.
So, exactly. Yeah. So we can get straight to the, like, meat and potatoes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think it's a good alleyway to getting to these, like, beautiful, heartfelt, touching moments.
And even then, the characterization, quote unquote, is still unique through each fan fiction.
Yeah.
The writing styles are always.
I agree.
You know, the amount of fanfic writers that become full-fledged authors is always impressive to me.
It's always so impressive.
Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah. I just think it's just also cool seeing someone like, because these are obviously passion projects, as you said. They don't make money from this. And so seeing people then thrive after it's like, it's amazing.
Makes me so happy.
Me too.
The community is alive.
Oh, life is worth living.
It's great. Yeah. So don't ever just disregard something because of your preconceived notions about it.
Yeah. You know? Is it nerd shit? Yes. Is it good? Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we'll get silly again.
Yeah.
The whole vibe of this story overall is, have you been listening to the Epic musical? You know, Epic the Saga?
You know what? Not really, which I know is interesting for me. So, I will.
Spoiler alert, the final arc came out like a few months ago.
Right.
Odysseus gets home. Spoilers in case you didn't.
Spoilers for the Odyssey?
Spoilers for the Odyssey, guys. Crazy. Odysseus does get home, and there's a beautiful song in the musical version that was written for the concept album. Where it's him and his wife Penelope just going, like, I think the song's called "Would You Fall in Love with Me Again?"
Because I know, separate.
Yeah,
I would fall in love with you over and over again, right? How I went,
I don't know if that's
your mind. Oh,
I don't think that is that it. It's been a while since I've listened to it.
It's higher. Yeah, that's it. I know I'm right.
Okay, sure.
Because Drew Afualo keeps posting about it.
Okay,
period.
Because I totally know who that is.
Hands. Okay, I'll educate him, girlies. Don't worry.
Drew
Afualo. She's a TikToker, but she's big into, like, the things that we do. What? It's okay. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I thought you meant
like right now, and I'm like, all right, you didn't explain.
No. I'll show you later.
Afterwards. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's known on the internet for, like, roasting men, and it's, like, really funny in a way that we would live.
I got
and
a hide from her. Okay.
Yeah, she would get your ass. That's for sure. People always tell me that my laugh reminds me of. Reminds them of her. I get that a lot. Anyways.
So it's that whole vibe where Draco is essentially the whole time not forcing himself to make her fall in love with him, but, like, just doing what he did. He doesn't know how he did it the first time.
Right.
I guess, and he's always scared about that.
Yeah.
So them going on down through, he sleeps on the couch. She sleeps in the bed. She goes through all of her old things in their apartment, and she's got a calendar with a bunch of days circled or something like that, and marked specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them just say sex on them. And
okay,
if I'm scheduling it in my planner, what am I doing with my life right now?
Well, it's because they were trying to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Spoilers. Yep. But they were, and, you know,
And there's also forgot the room. Everything. So they're like into some wacky stuff. Not in that way. No. I mean, they're like.
They have their guest room.
Their guest room
is
yeah.
absolutely flipped upside down and locked up for good because something went wrong over there. They started mixing yeah. a bunch of stuff they shouldn't have been mixing. Because
they're doing stuff with like magical artifacts and potions and stuff that they maybe shouldn't be doing
well,
stuff
with.
Well,
I mean, you know, you fuck around, you find out.
Well, exactly. And so they are finding out. And
human
they're
experience.
Well, exactly. And so they're finding out that maybe they shouldn't because, hello, Hermione gets yeah. fucking got.
So they don't know. They think it was something to do with some blunt force trauma to yeah. her head. And they're like, all right, so we're going to do what we can to try to restore those memories. In the meantime, don't look at it a pensieve or anyone else's
yeah,
memories.
Yeah, they're like, don't do that.
That'll distance you from your own memories. We can't have that.
Yeah, I feel like that. I struggled with that, though, because I'm like, well, they are. She was there. So I feel like in one sense, I'm like, I would if I were her, I'd be like, bitch, just fucking show me what happened. But also.
It's watching a movie that's not you.
Exactly. But and like. Seeing yourself through other people, I think, would majorly yeah. mess up your perception
like,
of reality.
So they hated me the whole time. Cool.
I know, like, all insecurities confirmed. But also, like, those people do have the right. Because I started getting annoyed. I'm like, Draco, just fucking show her. Hello. But then I'm like, wait, like, that is his brain. He has
then
a right to say
no. He doesn't get to get her to fall in love with him again naturally.
Which that was one of my first thoughts. I was like, wait, that's really beautiful to have the opportunity to fall in love with someone twice. Although that's shitty, although like how heartbreaking that is for him to be like, for her to be like, ugh.
You're like
first.
Bummer kicking your feet excited.
But I'm like, that's cute because like you do get to have those kind of like, you know, butterflies and like stuff like that. Like that, you know, you get to do that again, which yeah. is, that was one of the first things I thought of, which I was like, that's kind of crazy. But then they said it at the end and I was like, oh. Smart girl. I was like, I said that. Anyways. So she's trying to figure out, like, life.
What she did. Yeah, like, who is she? What is she supposed to do? But also, like, you know, that's not me, the person who, quote unquote, doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Yeah. And everyone's kind of, like, walking on eggshells around her.
Girl.
Except our boy, Theo.
Not.
I love Theo always.
He's always the best.
Yes. He gets her and he's like, girl, step out of it, kind of.
All right. Let's
lock
go
in.
Right now.
Yeah.
We need to get out of here.
The gay I live.
Mm-hmm.
I would be hanging. I know for a fact that I would be hanging out with Theo Not.
Yeah.
I would be at the gay club watching Drag Race with Theo Not. Mm-hmm. Hello. But yeah.
So immediately they go out and he explains a few things to her that he's not really supposed to tell her, but he's like, fuck it.
And I think she really appreciated that because she's like,
she needs someone to like level with her. Yeah.
And someone's talking to me like I'm a human, you know, mm-hmm. Because she still is like a version of herself. So she's like, ugh. Like, she's just trying her best.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, I'm going to have to teach you everything all over again. Dang it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
But flash forward a little bit, but not too much because it's a pretty well-contained story. There's no,
it's quick.
Like, waste in
yeah.
this. It, and I kind of like that how, you know, focused it is on just Draco and Hermione with a very few little side things that happen.
Yeah.
Because that's something that, like, even, like, fully published novels struggle with something.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like you're just going yeah. all over the place. You're like, all right, can we get chop chop?
It's concise, you know?
It's exactly what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Which some of you bitches could learn to be more concise, to be honest. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
No idea. it's crazy. So I really like that. So they go out to dinner with Ron, who's with Lavender, his.
I was
wife
like,
or fiance,
not this. I think wife.
Okay, wife now.
Yeah.
Harry and Ginny, and then Draco yeah. and Hermione. Yeah.
And Draco's they like, no, I don't want to be with him.
And Lavender's all like, I'm Lavender. We went to school together. And she's like,
bitch,
yeah,
I
Lavender,
know.
Yeah. I know we went to school together. You right?
Doesn't Lavender die in the books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. They brought her back.
Yeah, why are we talking about the books?
I know, you're
right.
It
has nothing to do with the books
that's true,
whatsoever.
That's true. I just had the memory of her getting like eaten by a werewolf.
Yeah, sometimes she lives. I don't know.
Okay, sometimes she lives. She has pretty hair, I remember from the mm-hmm. films.
Apparently, never.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. And you know what? Yeah, we won't say it, no. But good for you, Diva.
I saw one thing about it like a few hours ago today, and I was like, oh, that actress is doing that now. All right.
I know, I saw that too.
Specifically with her hair, too.
I mean, her hair was iconic.
Oh, did you not know about that? That it's like specifically like hair content? I don't know. I read one paragraph and I was like,
What does that mean?
I don't know what that. I don't know what that means. And I just kept swiping. I was like, all right, go off.
Okay, work. I mean, everybody get your bag.
Mm-hmm. So the whole dinner, she's kind of like staring at Ron, like, oh, I'm not really into him.
She's
anymore.
Like, yeah, never mind.
Oh, cool. Glad to know that.
There's kind of nothing like that feeling of like seeing someone who you're like, who either you were like with before or had a crush on before, and kind of the like, the fog being lifted, and you're like, yeah, never mind. Yeah, I'm better off.
Fine, I guess. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you like wake up, you like wipe off the fog from your glasses. You're like, girl, why was I?
I was just ovulating. Word. All right.
Yeah. No, I've had one of those experiences recently where I was like, now why was I going psycho for that? You're like, get it together, girl. You know what I mean? I had to text my friends and be like, sorry, I was talking about this person for like a year. That was really crazy.
Which person?
I won't tell you.
Maybe
I'll tell you, just not on here.
You'll tell me after. Yeah, right, yeah. Good.
If you remember. Okay. So they're also like, he's trying not to like stress her out by like.
Oh, wait. But
oh,
like,
go ahead.
So at the dinner. Sorry. I think it's okay. This moment where. Draco sees her staring and like gets pissed and like leaves because he's like,
oh,
well,
yeah,
I go to this dinner because they don't want you fawning over your ex. Mm-hmm. You left him and then you chose me. It's like, I don't want to have this argument again, essentially. Yeah. And then after he storms off, Harry's like, okay, I'll handle this. And he's like, and everyone's like, yeah, well, you know, you were fawning over Ron. And Lavender's like, that wasn't her fawning face. You know, that was her thinking face. Her fawning face is more open mouth and stuff like that. She was really in thought. And I was like, I love empath Lavender.
Yeah, Lavender's like, no, I got her.
She's like, no, that's not what it like. She's not really like locked in.
That's
she's
a
not
girl.
Clueless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no. She was thinking.
Yeah.
I know the differences in her faces. Come on.
She's like, I've known her for 10 years.
She doesn't know specifics, but like, she's like, nah, I can feel these things.
And you know what? A girl can. That's something only a girly would know. You know what I mean?
I'm an empath.
Yeah.
People are always mad at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Draco gets all stressed out, but it's all good, Diva.
And they resolve that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
As they start working through all their issues.
Yeah.
The he's been trying to read The Count of Monte Cristo, I'm pretty sure, right? That's been in his nightstand. She's like, oh my God, have you been reading it? What part are you at? He's like, I pick it up about once a month. I get about 2 pages in and then I quit.
He's real for that, to be honest. Not because I do that with a lot of things, because I've been in a reading slump.
Sometimes you just like.
I keep starting books and then not finishing them recently. It's actually been making me quite sad.
My girlfriend just keeps not reading Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal.
She hasn't read it yet?
No, she started reading it. And she's like, I got bored. I was like, well, where are you? And he's like, no, she's like.
That's my favorite one.
Well, Draco just got to the school to go meet Hermione. I was like, girl, you're not even halfway through the first chapter.
Girl,
start
okay.
reading right
come on,
now.
Girl, come on.
She's like, I know it's supposed to get good, but I'm just.
It does.
She's reading Kingdom of Ash right now, though, so she has to get through that first. Final.
Oh,
final
last okay, book. Thank you.
And that's a rough one to get through. That's a journey.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
like
love
emotionally,
last, but yeah, it's it's a lot. Anyways,
So that's that, and she's like, "How do you not like it?" Blah blah blah, and he's like, "We have had this fight before." Yeah.
So I love the crazy. Like knowing, like girl. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That must be so weird, you know? And this also reminded me of something, and I couldn't place it, of the, like, amnesia situation. I don't know what I was thinking of, but it must be so weird.
Is it washed up or something like that with a, no?
I don't know what that is.
You know what movie I'm talking about, Solomon?
Yeah, Washed.
What's that?
It's the one where, like, the girl gets amnesia and then goes to live with a... What's his face?
You are telling
me. He's married to Goldie Hawn, I think.
Oh. No,
Kurt
not
Russell.
Washed up.
No, not Kurt Russell. Is it Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell is married to Goldie Hawn.
Kurt Russell, then. It's a movie with him, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about at
all. He was Star-Lord's dad, yeah?
Yeah.
That's Kurt Russell, yeah. Right. Kurt Russell. Sorry, guys. We're tangenting a lot once again.
Well, this is a short one, so.
Yeah. Easing our way back into the Dramini lifestyle.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Before we
but
it just mass
it just,
at some point.
It just felt familiar. But the whole time I was just thinking of how weird of a position he must have been in. You know what I mean?
The Dramini part is just kind of a medium for telling the story, you know?
Yeah.
Of falling back in love with someone and that, you know, you're not your memories. You are who you are. But your heart is still the same. If that
Alexandros, that was really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The clip that up.
I'm 6 foot, by the way.
What'd you say? I'm 6 foot, by the way.
Yeah, I said clip it up and put it to music.
Yeah, I will. I'll make it like all.
Should I say it in like a deeper voice?
Yeah, do it one more time. Take
do
two.
It one more time.
Yeah.
All right, take two. What did I say?
I won't cut you off this time.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
I don't remember what I said. You know, it's.
Oh, it's a vessel.
That, yeah. Oh, yeah. This.
Dramione
is a medium for like telling the true love story. Is this too deep now?
No, it's okay. Lovely.
For telling a love story. And in this love story, the main core of it is that, you know, you are not your memories. You are who you are, and your heart stays the same.
Wow.
Was that deep enough that time?
That was gorgeous.
Okay. Aww.
That scared the shit out of me because it came from behind me.
She's been drinking coffee, too. That's a splash zone area now.
Ew. That was gross.
Sorry. Wait, hold on.
What?
I can't remember. I feel like I had something poop related to say.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I felt like it had. Never mind. I don't know.
That's a sentence I've never heard before.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I think. Okay. I'll just say this then instead. Every poo-poo time is pee-pee time, but not every pee-pee time is poo-poo time.
Mm.
We can cut that out. Let's cut that out. I didn't like that. That's going to stay in. But
yeah, I'm not going like to search
had,
for
I
it.
I feel like I had something related.
Well, wrap your brain and then bring it up later.
It's not going to come out.
Okay. That's probably good.
Dead silence for that one.
Yeah. Well, so
I
anyways.
Apologize. Please don't stop listening.
Let's keep going.
I can be better, I swear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so.
So she finally decides that like she's ready for him to start courting her again
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, they kind of start dating.
She's starting to realize like, no, he's good looking and I get why I would have.
She's like, hi, hot.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, she's like, I did good.
Like, all right, nailed that.
Yeah.
So. They go out on a date in Muggle London. She makes a deal like, hey, you can't take me anywhere that we've been to before.
Yeah.
So no one-upping me on like anything that you know works.
Right.
So they just kind of walk randomly through London, take a few turns, and then stop somewhere. And he's kind of blown away by just fried food, I think. He's kind of like.
It has that effect mm-hmm. on people, I guess.
Fried food's good.
I love London. Ugh. Love her.
Macaulay Culkin be like, that's a London Tipton joke. It's just with Brenda's song.
I was like, sorry. You know where I went? I went, Home Alone is in New York, not London. But I get what you're saying now. I get it.
I'm
I get
sorry.
It.
The coffee okay. is wearing out.
It's okay. It's okay. You read this twice,
anyways,
so I'm relying on you.
I know. Well, the first time I read it was like in 2022. You know?
Oh, okay.
So it's been a while.
Okay.
That's why I was excited to revisit it, and I dove right in. But. And you said we had to start reading something else very quickly. And I was like, oh, well.
Hey, we agreed on that.
I know we agreed on that. But I was timing it out differently.
Oh, yeah. So. Okay. So they go on their date.
They go on their date.
Yeah. Anything about the date? Else?
Just that, you know, I think they kiss at the end of this one.
Yeah. Yes. I think they do, too. Cute vibes. Eventually, she meets Pansy.
Yeah. Pansy comes on back in because she's pissed that Theo's already been allowed to go
with her.
Draco didn't know about that.
But. Yeah. And she's like, and Hermione's like, hello? And she's like, no, we're besties, girl. She's like, why are you dressing like that? Why is that always the thing with Pansy?
Because Pansy knows what's up.
Pansy's always just reading people down for the way they dress. And I think it's so funny.
I taught you how to dress.
Yeah.
But we've been over this 6 years of work. Why do you think all those clothes are in your closet?
So good.
We worked on this. So take that off.
Yeah.
Put that on, and then we'll go out.
So cute. And they're like girly times, which is adorable. Eventually, we find out that about his inheritance.
Yeah, so he refused his inheritance, and he's paying back everything that he spent in his trust fund with his little potions job that he has.
Yes.
I was like, okay, he's not rich, but all right, that's fine.
I also loved when they would talk about how, because her parents... They all talk to her parents and they
visit
her parents.
Yes, memory loss with the parents too, yeah.
Yeah, which and they're like touchy subject with the memory loss thing.
But her parents are like, no, we got over that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think just the visualization of Draco Malfoy like interacting with her muggle parents was sending me. When he like took them like a human jaw.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that. That's right. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, because they're dentists.
So it's called a mandible jaw, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
What's the mandible again? I don't know. So brings the jaw, and am I the only one who was sitting there reading that? Like, yeah, that's a valid gift.
I didn't think it was that weird. I didn't think it was that weird.
I was like, I see the connection. And, like, I don't think he killed someone for that job. I thought it was just, like, you know, a fossilized remain. And, like, I'd display it if I were a dentist being like, yo, dude, look at this. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, you're telling me you don't have those in your office? Like, you pulled teeth out of people's living face. Y'all remember how traumatized I was from having my tooth pulled a few months ago? That was the worst experience ever. Mm. And so I'm like, also, I firmly believe, no offense, that you have to be part psychopath to be a dentist. Because what do you mean you like torturing people like that? All love. I can't read that.
Mandible job?
Mandible.
Yeah, so that's essentially.
I don't think that's a weird gift at all.
No, that's fine.
I mean, like, like you said, it's not like he killed someone for it.
Yeah, I guess they were just like.
What the fuck out is that insect up there? That was weird.
Don't worry about that. That might have just been teeth.
Ew. No, it said insect on it.
Oh, because the insect has a big mandible.
Ew.
Oh.
Different insect mandible.
But yeah, I didn't think that was weird, but I just loved the like thought of Draco having to hang out with these muggles.
Here's a housewarming gift. And they're like, oh my goodness.
They're like, what the hell?
Well, you're the one who pulls out people's teeth, bro.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you mean?
There's not a there's not a magic equivalent of a dentist. We'll just fix it.
Which I also was like, that's another thing. That's something I was thinking this whole time. I'm like, you're telling me they can't just like Oculus Reparo her brain?
You wouldn't say Oculus
Reparo. Well, girl, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. That was a funny reference I was trying to make, Alexandros.
Oh, you can just say Reparo.
Okay, but you're telling me they couldn't do that?
They're muggles. They can't.
No, not her parents. The people that were the doctors.
Well, that's what they do in the magic world. Oh, like to her brain?
Yeah.
Well, it was a magically induced problem. So Reparo probably.
I guess. But I also was just kind of like, fix it. I don't know.
Would you use a wrench on your brain?
If I needed to.
When push comes to shove, let me tell you.
If there's no other option. Boom. It would make some changes, that's for sure. But they're kind of living life. And also I like how quickly like time's moving and she's kind of like getting settled and like into her life.
Gets to the swing of things pretty quickly.
Yeah. And she really does. She's starting to understand, like you said, that why she loved Draco. And it's becoming like
starts telling her stories about
things
that they did together to catch her up because he was against that. And they start working together to find out a way to heal her mind.
Yeah.
Because the doctors or the healers are all saying, we're not going to be dedicating time to this anymore because there's no improvement on your condition, you know, 6 months in.
Yeah.
So we don't know what else there is to do.
And she's like, please, pensive. And he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, fine.
So I think Harry has another kid with Ginny.
Yeah, they're popping him out.
Christmas party? This was a Christmas party, wasn't it?
Sure.
Or it was some type of party at the with Harry.
Yeah.
Like that. So they go on out there, and this is where things start getting a little bit steamier between them. Draco starts getting introspective, looking at like the black family wall and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, now that we're together, it's the end of two pureblood families, essentially. Because, you know, that's that.
The black line and the mouth.
And he starts smooching a little bit in one of the hallways right there. Then Harry walks on out there and goes, okay, so we're back to this.
They must be that like insufferable.
They must be that couple that you know? Always just like, bro, come on.
Like, come on, relax.
There are kids here. Come on, get a room. And they're like, we're in a room. It's like, yeah, but it's my house.
Speaking though, really quick of kids, it was really cute when she was like introduced to their kids because she's their godmother. Mm-hmm. And like she sees Draco playing with their son and she's like, he's good with kids. And there is something, I was just about to say, there is something so, like, when you see a guy that you think is hot playing with a kid, you're like, like, that is such a relatable thing. She, like, starts barking. I'm like, I get it.
Hit him with the, I just dying in your
arms tonight. Like, even if you're a girl who doesn't know if you really want kids, there's something about that, you know? You're like, you know? I will be your father figure, you know?
The
internet does.
And then, you know, George brings some coughing confetti, which if the piece of confetti touches you, you start coughing out confetti and so on. Just confetti COVID, I said.
Confetti COVID is crazy.
And Everyone starts coughing up. They hide the kids. Molly gets them all out of there. Like, nope, yeah. Not going to hit the kids. All right. And it's just a nightmare to deal with. It doesn't hurt or anything. You just cough, which I disagree. Because if you cough long enough, that shit going to start hurting.
Oh, God, yeah. You could break a rib.
You can break a rib.
You can. Like, hardcore. I'm dead serious.
I'm never going to cough again.
Yeah. I mean, that only happens if you're, like, really, like, going through it. You also can pull muscles. Like, that's gnarly.
These muscles. All right.
I gave you your chance and you didn't.
No, it's fine. They go on their anniversary date. Mm-hmm. After the confetti, they, you know.
When she thought, I think I'd like to have sex with my husband again. I was like, that's crazy. Like, good for you, girl. Good for you.
Said no wife ever. Boomer joke.
That was a boomer joke.
Boom.
Adorable.
They have their anniversary date in Italy because Blaise Zabini owns, you know, some wineries there. Is that what it was?
Something like that. Oh, and there's all the vibe. There's the vibes between Blaise and Vinny, Theo.
That's what it. Yeah. So Blaise has been putting the moves on Theo. Theo's oblivious.
Yeah. As Theo always is.
And all I'm sitting there thinking is like, anniversary date in Italy. I want rich friends.
Yeah, me too.
Come on.
They're also closer to Italy, so it's less of a thing.
Well, they also just teleport too.
I know, they also operate. You're right.
With but illegal port keys, I'm like, can we just have magic already? I'm so tired.
No, I'm sick of this. I don't want to pay for flights. I want to just go.
Southwest now charges for bags.
Yeah, that's apparently they're going to start doing assigned seats too.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I'm
okay because with that's seats. I once got stuck in the middle of like a middle school like team of a sort, and it was a nightmare. Not the kids. The kids were not the nightmare. The parents were. This guy, this guy got so cross-faded. It was also a short flight. I was flying to New York, but I had a layover in like Utah, I think. And this guy got so, he took gummies and drank, and
living the good life.
He had to get like they had to get an ambulance. And I was next to them because it was the only empty seat. It was awful. And they were like screaming and yelling at these people. And at one point the guy started throwing up and I was right next to him. And one of the moms was like, you can come sit up here with me. She was very nice. And she goes, I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with us this whole time. And I said, you're very kind. It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay, but thank you.
I know. But I mean, like, what am I going to do? But yeah. she was like, we're so sorry. And I was like, it was psycho.
I'm going to crash out. But it's
I was like, and I have to get on another
plane. I might lose my mind.
Plane.
In a second.
Yeah. Ugh. Nightmare.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bummer. But then they find out she figures out, I think, what the problem was because Theo had a time turner or something like that.
Right.
That he stashed in that special room.
Yeah.
The room flipped 6 times or something when everything went wrong.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, 6 times? 6 years?
Yes.
Experimental illegal stuff from Theo. I figured it out. So she goes into that one room that was locked off that she couldn't go in. Big explosion happens.
Yeah.
She learns the history of the smut couch. Crazy.
I was like, not the violence against the couch. That's what I wrote that. I said, hey.
I was like, hey, we already lost one smut couch. Oh, yeah, guys, tragic story that the smut couch at our work that this is all named after, apparently that one broke.
I know. So it's been replaced.
Has it been replaced? Is that a different couch that's there?
I've sat on it since.
Somebody said, but like, it felt the same. You know
it
what
felt I, the same.
It you know what? The bad. Spirit of it lingers on. That's yeah.
So long as we're around, it's still the same.
The heart stays the same, even if the body, the ship of Theseus.
I was just about to say that. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh my God, life imitating art. Perfect. Mm-hmm. We're so smart, guys. It's crazy.
Yes.
I mean, it's got a couch cover.
Yeah, they have couch covers and they're blue usually.
Oh, blue?
Blue?
Oh.
Yeah, they're usually blue. Sometimes brown.
They're green on the inside.
Yeah.
From the mold, because they're never.
And green's my favorite color, so I was like.
Go off, Slytherin.
Mm.
And yeah, I love. Okay.
So we find the purchase history of the couch with Abraxas Malfoy buying it, all these other things.
Yeah. Okay?
Burping. Excuse me. My apologies. And that's kind of crazy. Like, while your life, quote unquote, flashes before your eyes in, like, slow motion, you just see, like, people banging on your couch.
Work.
Insane.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah, just that's be like, crazy. Like, oh, whoa, that's why no one wants to sit on that couch. All right, okay. I get it. Because the amount of times that Theo's walked in on Draco and Hermione on that couch. But
Yep.
She wakes up in the hospital wing, and you find out that, you know, what was a long time of her searching around trying to find answers was really just the flash of a second. Like, Draco followed right after her when she left suddenly.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, everything exploded.
Yeah, and their apartment, like, caught on fire. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness Harry was close by because he knew that she wasn't doing too well, so he was going to check on her. He
shows up, pulls Draco out of the fire.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, so you did that twice for me now.
Yeah, that made me giggle. Funny. Yeah.
If I had a nickel every single time Harry Potter pulled me out of a fiery explosion, I'd have two nickels. Which isn't a lot. But it's weird that it happened twice.
Yeah. And.
Oh, I should have said sickles. Damn it.
Or canuts. Don't they call them canuts?
They're canuts. There are sickles and then there are galleons.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah.
Nerd.
I know. Yeah, cute vibes. She wakes up.
They're like, all right, so we figured it out that, you know, once 6 years have passed, your memories should come back.
Yeah. And she's like, work.
And
she's like, that's not that bad. And I'm like, that seems kind of bad to me, but okay.
I don't know. I mean, you'll get them back.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. We never find out. I mean, maybe we do in the later ones, but.
I know. I was kind of surprised. It ended and I was like, ow!
But the point is that it doesn't matter because, like I said earlier, her heart is the same.
I know. When she had the moment where she realized, she's like, it doesn't matter my memories because the instincts are the same. She's like, I love him and so we're good.
This one just kind of hurt a little bit. They're like, you have to wait 6 years from now. Wait till January 2013.
It was 15.
2013.
Oh, I thought it was 15.
Was it 13?
It was 15 because my first thought was, that's right after I graduated high school.
It was 2007.
I don't know. I think it was 15.
6 years. All
right. You're right. I mean, you could be right.
No.
Be 13.
No, I'm going to look this up now.
If I'm wrong, it's okay. And if you're wrong, it's okay.
Until January 2013.
Damn it.
Boom.
I was still in high
Boom.
School.
Boom. Oh, great switchover, Solomon. Perfect timing.
I was still in high school then. I was so young.
And it just hurt because then I was like, that was 12 years ago. 2013 was 12
Do you know
years
that
ago.
It's almost my birthday? Do you know how old I'm turning?
29.
Yeah. So in 2013, I was 17 or 16, I guess. What a good.
Oof.
Jesus Christ.
Oof. I was just reading that like, all right, so 12 years ago.
You were really young. How old were you?
2013. I was like 13 or 14.
Jesus.
Relax. Relax.
No, it's just that feels so little. Because so does 16. It's just like 12 years is a long time. Especially with our age, because if we were to go back and see each other see ourselves 12 years ago, mm-hmm. we would have been like, oh my God, that's a kid, you know? That's adulthood. That's growing up.
Some guys would still be like, I'll still hit on them.
Ew.
The worst.
Ugh. Crazy. But yeah, we never really find out, but they do have kids.
They do.
Cassiopeia.
Well, you got to name them after constellations.
I said,
when in doubt, go with a constellation.
When they called her Cassie, I was like, okay, that's
you can
cute.
Work with that one.
Yeah, that's cute.
Okay, Draco.
I know. I just think we're accustomed to that, so we're like, yeah, okay.
In a magical world, I can go with Cassiopeia. What is
Cassiopeia?
It? Cassiopeia.
I said,
I'm Greek. I should know that.
Yeah. No, it's not me. In Scorpius, right? Which is how it normally
Scorpius
is.
Scorpius is usually one of the kids, and I'm like, come on, go with a different constellation, bro.
Yeah.
We can.
But that's from the book, no?
I don't know if it's from the book. Mm. Might be. But I do have to say that I take back every nice thing I said about this fic. This is all a joke, by the way, for legal purposes. I loved it. Might be writing, you're great. But killing Crookshanks was nasty. She was so excited when she woke up that, you know, Crookshanks was still alive. They're like 6 years have passed. She's like, no one mentioned Crookshanks, so I assumed that, you know, they just died. But no, they're alive and they're still happy and they're cuddling up next to Draco and everything. Mm-hmm. And then just for the epilogue, just be like, Crookshanks died a few years ago, so we got a new cat. And I was like, boo.
I know.
Or like Theo and Blaze got a cat, I guess. Yeah. And I'm like, boo.
We forgot to say Theo went to Azkaban.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Theo, whoops. Because Theo took because of all of the magical stuff they had.
And they're like, all right. Former child of a Death Eater.
Yeah, they almost took Draco, but they were like, no. Nah.
But Theo confessed to everything.
Yeah.
So then Harry was like, I control the police.
Yeah, I'm head or. And then they get the new couch and it's red.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was
cute. Draco goes to change it and they're like, you actually legally can't. I will arrest you.
Because
the couch is in the possession. is in the belonging of Hermione Granger. You lost it in the bet. It is going to stay cute. Red.
Yeah. Which I love. Red and green are my fave colors. You know, so I was
Christmas.
Like, I know, Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So Theo is forever grateful, but they're also like, hey, you know, you took the fall so that Draco, because Draco's like, it's three strikes pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, we're not giving this motherfucker another chance. Lock his ass up.
And put him away.
So he's like, you know what? I will take you naming your firstborn after me. And they're like, so Theodore is not a constellation. Any other
yeah.
You can take Godfather. He's like, I will accept.
Yeah, which is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable vibes. And then they, but Draco does agree at the end. He's like, okay, if your memories don't come back, I will do the pensive at the, if you want.
Yeah.
I'm like, aw.
Oh, when Pansy first meets Hermione, she also wears Hermione's wedding ring to see if she'll.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she thinks she's faking it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
So cute. Which, it's gold with a red stone. I actually don't know about this. I love when like, engagement rings or wedding rings aren't diamonds. I love when they're, like, different stones. I think it's
like
so
sapphires,
fun.
Emeralds.
Yeah. Take notes. If anyone knows whoever I become betrothed to later.
I want, like, to propose like a sapphire ring or something like that. I feel like that's cooler, but it's just, you know, sapphires are cheaper. And, like, that's the perspective some people have on them. Is like, you know,
well, I don't have that.
Well, guess what?
So if you know whoever, just remember, you guys, anyone who knows me personally, whoever knows my future significant other.
Yeah, Milo Mannheim.
Let him know. Me. And you know what? He could afford a diamond, but I know I want the prettier. I want something prettier and more fun.
Did you hear that, Milo Man?
Ooh.
Who
I'm
I
hot now.
Very definitely do have on speed dial.
I mean, we have mutual friends with him. It could happen. I'm just saying.
Sure, we do.
He's pretty young, though. Oh,
did you, like, miss the chance at, like, seeing him perform?
Yes, because James knows him.
Didn't you, like, but you missed.
Yes, because I had to go to a rehearsal. Yeah. I went to the show. I didn't meet him afterwards because I had to go to my rehearsal.
You missed your chance to meet your husband.
It's because I'm also in showbiz, Milo. We're one and the same. Sorry I couldn't meet you. I was at rehearsal. We've been down this road before. Sorry. Anyways, so yeah, they're cute. They live happily ever after.
Assuming. Good time.
And then that's it.
Yeah. Nice little happy short Dramini.
I loved it.
Intense stakes.
I think I wrote down a quote that I thought was
being
really
happy and in love with your significant other. Good times.
I put, okay, not the violence against the couch in all caps.
Yeah, lighting it on fire, crazy.
So funny.
Why are we blowing up the smut couch, guys? Come on.
Hello?
Be better.
Oh, I can't find it. Draco becomes a potions professor at Hogwarts, though.
That's true. At the very end there, he had been applying to go be a professor, and they just kept saying, nah, that ain't happening, Chief.
Where's the quote? I literally thought that I copied and pasted it into here, and now I can't find it.
Harry always pulling the I was the chosen one card to, like, get into places.
I mean,
if you're going to do it, yeah.
If anyone could. Yeah. Sorry, one second. I can't find.
Closest thing I can think of is, like, George Washington right after the Revolutionary War before he was president. Just, like, walking around.
Do you know who,
like,
I am?
Oh, what's up? Hey, 1776, motherfucker.
You got me in the gallows here, but I'll be damned if you're not the most beautiful executioner I've ever seen. Draco says to Hermione. Ooh. I'm like, that's the shit I live for.
All the cutesy texts he also sent her because she didn't charge her phone. She taught him how to use a phone.
A muggle phone,
like,
yeah.
I know how to text your parents and you. And he would always just send her messages saying, I miss you. I miss you. You're mad at me right now.
Oh, like, I could cry.
I miss being with you or something.
Yeah.
Like
it was
and just
so
that over
special.
And over again. Just being left on red for years.
For years,
crazy.
Yeah. Ugh. And that's,
like,
it.
I thought you threw away the phone. I didn't know you still had it. Don't look at those messages.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, okay.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would.
Yeah. And I think.
That's all.
Yeah.
Tell us your thoughts. Did you love it? Are you happy we did Dramini again?
I'm excited we did Dramini again.
Me too.
Whether or not anyone else is.
Yeah. It was fun.
This hat was collecting dust.
Back to our roots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Next time
we're going to be doing. I know we haven't said it yet, which is funny because we're going to record. Deep End by Allie Hazelwood.
Ooh, back to Allie.
We're diving on in.
When did we do Bride? It was around this time last year, right?
It was. Great. This is the third Allie Hazelwood book we're doing.
Oh, yeah, we did Love Hypothesis.
She must be the most that we've done. Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't think of anyone else that we've repeated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just be
her. That just speaks to how much we love her. Okay. Love you, Ali.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let us know your thoughts. I feel like we got to get better about saying these kind of things. Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe. So help me if you don't like, comment, and subscribe. Ooh.
So ooh. Help me. Tell your friends. Tell your book club.
Look to your left.
It's that one right up there.
Tell your book club.
See, it's got a light now. See? Notice that?
It's not on.
It should be on.
It's not on. The other two are on.
That's not on. It's okay. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your boyfriend, tell their girlfriend. I don't know.
Just play it while you sleep.
Honestly.
Turn all the volume down. Let us lull you to sleep with our yapping.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. I never do this. I feel like an influencer. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok.
Spotify.
Yeah, follow us on Spotify. I think that's supposed to be good for us. YouTube. If you want to see our faces, I think so. If you want to see our faces, we're on YouTube. Period.
I don't know, yeah. I'm not now good the lights at this. On.
What?
So now the light's on.
Now the light is
on. Ah, the light's on now. Look at that.
Anyways.
Camera to look at.
Have a lovely week.
Yeah.
I'm feeling nice. Have a lovely week. Live, laugh, and love. Period. Anything else you have to say?
Nah, see you next time for Ellie Hayes Wood's The Deep End, right?
Yeah.
Or is it just Deep End?
Just Deep End.
Oh, just Deep End?
Yep.
See okay. You at the Deep End, guys. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.